So this is kind of the scheme of how things are playing in terms of our conception of the airway epithelium and how it's involved with alarmins. Why are they called alarmins? Because TSLP, which is thymic stromal lipoprotein, shown to the left, and interleukin 33 are released when there's injury to the airway epithelium, and it alarms the immune system to respond. So if we go to the left side of the slide, with TSLP itself, it has two forms of receptor. TSLP is part of the interleukin 7 family. And as you can see, it can bind to interleukin receptor alpha or to TSLP receptor. They're on different cells. The interleukin 7 receptor is on dendritic cells, group 2 immune innate lymphoid cells, and mast cells. And this can generate type 2 inflammatory response with T4, T5, IL-4 and IL-5, as well as IL-13. The lymphocytes are enacted by TSLP receptor activation. Neutrophil recruitment can occur, and then there's a persistent either T1 or T17, non-T1, non-T2 inflammatory response that can occur. If we look to the right side of the slide, the interleukin 33 family, which is part of the cytokine 1 superfamily, it really has two forms, a reduced form or an oxidized form. The reduced form binds to its ST2 receptor, which is a heterodynamic receptor that's expressed on many cells, which I'll describe to you a little bit later on. This then binds to the ST2 receptor, and it can invoke lung inflammatory response, both T1 and T2, which I'll describe a little bit later. However, if it becomes oxidized because of genetic predisposition or the presence of cigarette smoke, this can go through an ST2 receptor independent pathway, bind to EGFR receptor, and excite rage and can be part of airway remodeling. So this is the concept of how the alarmins are tied to the airway epithelium and are pivotal in our response and generates targets that we can then manipulate for therapeutic benefit, perhaps.